The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets and the fact.
Welcome back to hour number two of the National Intel Report. Robbie Noel, sitting in for John Stadtmuller, recovering from an unfortunate motorcycle accident over the weekend. And is recuperating in, is it Breckenridge Hospital in Austin? And got a couple of cracked ribs, broken shoulder, and bumps and scrapes, but he's fine. He'll be okay. Just be a little bit more cranky when he gets back to the mothership. We're talking about the Supreme Court's decision earlier of last week, and there's no question that if you look at the United Nations, its philosophy, its agenda, the United Nations' dream is property control. Earlier last week as well, in Great Britain, John Prescott, Deputy Prime Minister, told the House of Commons that 10,000 homes would be demolished in a $2 billion program to create sustainable communities. And this is a similar program that's underway in the United States, but the people who are talking about it here are careful to deny that the UN has any influence or involvement. But if one looks at the facts, they tell a different story. Back in 1976, in Vancouver, British Columbia, the United Nations held a conference on human settlements. It was called Habitat One. And among the recommendations endorsed by the United States and adopted are these. One, all countries should establish, as a matter of urgency, a national policy on human settlements embodying the distribution of population over the national territory. And two, such a policy should be devised to facilitate population redistribution to accord with the availability of resources. And the list goes on and on. This was once again adopted in 1992. With the United Nations Conference on the Environment and Development, where it adopted Agenda 21, which also was endorsed by the U.S. Chapter on Human Settlements. And so when you look at this, you start to connect the dots as to what this whole thing means, because the entire program is detailed in Agenda 21, which has never been debated or adopted by any legislative body. It is simply being implemented administratively with the assistance from legislators who only see small bits and pieces that are sold as progress. So, yes, all those crazy people on shortwave radio who warned you about the United Nations many, many years ago, well, they're not so crazy after all, are they? Let's go back to the phones. Phone lines are open on this hour as well as last hour. 800-313-9443. Rodney from Texas has been holding. Hey, Rodney, thanks.
How you doing there, Robbie?
Can't complain, my friend.
Yes, I want
to... Oh, I wasn't watching the clock. Sorry, Rodney.
All right.
You're going to have to hold it a little bit longer. We'll be back.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Welcome back, my friends. Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmiller. And Rodney, you got free reign now, brother.
Well, thank you. And you're doing a fine job, Robbie.
Thank you, sir.
I want to send my regards to John and wish him a speedy recovery and take his time, convalescing. Don't be bullheaded and follow the doctor's orders.
Well, you know that's not going to happen with John.
Well, you know, it's unfortunate, you know, that he had this accident here because, he was on a roll there for a while there. I heard Rita earlier in her passion, and John is very, very passionate when he discusses, some of the current events. And actually, it's very motivating. You know, we need more people like John and Rita, with a lot of passion and intestinal fortitude to get out here and do something.
Yeah,
something that's better than nothing.
Just got to get him to grow up and tell John to realize he's not a kid anymore and get 4 wheels instead of 2 wheels.
Yeah,
But he does love that Harley of his.
Yeah, I was reading in the newspaper back a few months back here when they had the Rolling Thunder here in Austin.
Yeah, I was there.
During that week-long celebration or whatever you want to call it, convention, they had 5 of their people got killed on motorcycles.
Yeah.
So, I don't want to be, talk about morbid things here, but I like excitement, and I'd love to be able to ride a motorcycle, but it just seemed like every other week or so you hear of somebody getting killed on one, and I just can't bring myself to jump on a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have four wheels than two.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about something that I heard you discussing, the eminent domain decision by the Supreme Court.
Right.
I think it's a disgrace. And I actually called a friend of mine who hosts a talk show out of Dallas. He's unfortunately a neocon. And I asked him, you know, about this. And here's what they're basically telling their audience is that the lawyers, quote unquote, Robbie, have told them that, you know, that this thing with eminent domain is probably not going to be acted on as fast as some people think that it will be. And I disagree with that strongly.
Oh,
first of all, you can't believe lawyers. They're the ones that got us into this, you know, took this thing all the way to the Supreme Court to begin with.
Oh, sure. Look, they're already doing it. They didn't wait.
There's
a case in Freeport in Texas, here in Arizona, Phoenix.
Right.
They've already filed papers, so they ain't waiting around.
Right. And the other thing that I've noticed, Robbie, is that a lot of the land that's being taken through, hook or crook, that's basically what it boils down to, is being targeted toward a lot of the middle class people in these neighborhoods that are steady and been in families for years and generations and generations, you know, this eminent domain thing is at least some of the newspaper articles that I have read, most of them, when it comes to this confiscation of land by these state or federal governments, they're being directed toward the middle class. And I've heard several people say that, this is one of the things that, that the government or the New World Order people that's part of their features, is they're trying to eliminate, the middle class, where there's nothing but you either extremely poor or you're going to be in that elite group. And everybody else will be nothing but, flunkies and slaves. So I've noticed that, and maybe I'm far out there in left field, Robbie.
No. Look, the Supreme Court's decision is no different than the world was outraged a week and a half ago. Well, mildly outraged by the actions of Robert Mugabe in Harare, the capital of Zimbabwe,
right,
where he bulldozed the stores and the homes of the less fortunate in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
He called it Operation Get Rid of the Rubbish.
Mm-hmm.
It's no different to what Robert Mugabe did than what the Supreme Court verdict came down.
Yes, absolutely, and that is an excellent correlation. I mean, I have yet to hear anybody tie that in that sort of way. And yet, when Mugabe was doing these sort of things, he was being criticized by the Bush administration, of all people. And yet, we see this court decision come down, and they're trying to play it off as though, well, this is these were liberals who made this decision. However, you only see tacit opposition by a handful of individuals in the Congress saying anything about it.
Yep.
Have you noticed that?
Oh, sure. It's a non-story.
Yeah, and I mean, I think there was maybe three or four Congress people who came out and said that this was a disgrace, and even when they were saying it, I sensed that they really didn't want to go against the grain, but they, window dressing and they to keep their constituents anesthetized, they got on TV and said, yeah, this is a terrible decision by the Supreme Court. However, the vast majority of these Congress, as John Steph Miller would say, Congress critters, hey, they're quiet. It's like you can hear crickets in the night. You don't hear anything from these people.
Sure.
And I believe that the Republicans and Democrats, They're all sleeping in the bed together, and definitely agree with what I heard Rita say. This is very, very immoral. That now we're put in a position as Americans, as humans, where you can't even have your own land. I mean, this is one of the basic moral fabrics of this country, but now, you know, corporate communism has completely eradicated that. And so basically that's all I had to say. And, Robbie, you keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir. One thing that this may do, yeah, you always try and look for, you know, the silver lining out there. What this may do, it may, you see, because states by and large are there to protect, it's trust me on this one, a lot of people get it confused, but states are the ones that are tasked with the enforcement of your rights, not so much the federal government per se. And it was a United States Supreme Court case way back in 1875. It was United States versus Cruikshank, which the Supreme Court said it's not the duty of the federal government to uphold the rights of the citizens. It's up to the states to uphold the citizens' right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So maybe we can get the debate back to where it should be, states' rights. But then we do know that states' rights, 10th Amendment, is also per se, like the 4th Amendment and the 1st Amendment and all the other ones. Let's go to Sam in Missouri. Hey, Sam.
Good morning, Robbie, or good afternoon, rather.
Yeah. How are you doing, my friend?
Doing fine. I got to get my time straightened out here, I tell you. It's crazy.
I'm not going to chastise anybody who gets their time wrong because you're talking about the one guy who gets times wrong on a regular basis.
I know how that goes. I'll tell you, the way things are moving so fast, you can't keep up with where you are sometimes. But anyway, I just wanted to mention one thing that we are doing here, and I urge everybody, if you have people in your area that you have communicated with that are of like mind, and we're finding more and more people becoming of like mind in the area in which we live, because my wife Trish came up with an interesting thing. She said she ought to publish a website for it, and she said she's just got to find the right way to get it done. But she said she thought about starting a new website called Church of the Gored Ox, and it's where everybody that's had their ox gored, and it would be along with their stories of what happened to them when they got their ox gored by this runaway train called the Feds.
Right.
And any other government that's involved in it. But anyway, the point of the matter is more and more people get harassed by this cabal we have running things. You'll see more and more people finally start to admit that we're right. And, I mean, I'm finding more and more of this, you know, as we continue to go on. And one of the things we're doing here where we live is starting a concerned citizens group. And they're not... It's not hard to do, and the first thing that patriots have got to quit doing, and I'm John's addressed this, and God bless him. I'm glad to see him do it, because it's something that needs to be gotten across, and that is we have a certain sector of the patriot population out there who like to get in this hunker-down mentality, like go off in the woods, build a cabin somewhere, and just hope and pray to God the steamroller doesn't run over them. That's the worst thing you can do, because if you're not involved and engaged in your community to try to help people figure out what's going on, and part of that is patience, because people, unfortunately, for them to swallow this all at once can be a major thing for some people to realize that everything they thought was true is suddenly a lie. It's a hard thing to swallow, and I know my wife, she had to go through that with me when she was convincing me. But anyway, having said all of that, if you're engaged in your community, you're a lot more likely to, if anything should happen to you, like what's happened to some of these patriots. Have you ever noticed all these people that have been bumped off by these cabals have always been these isolationists that just go off and hang out somewhere. Then they, as a single entity, they get in a fight with the, with the powers that be, and then they're just eliminated and nobody misses them.
Hold that thought, Sam. We've got to take a break. And we'll be back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Welcome back, my friends. Robbie Noel sitting in for the injured Mr. Statmuller. You still there, Sam?
I am here.
There you go, sir.
All right. Well, what I was going to say is get involved in your community. Like what we're doing here is starting a concerned citizens group, and it may take you a while. The last meeting we had, only one showed up, thanks to the newspaper publishing it weird and, you know, the event in a weird light. But we learned from that mistake. We're going to go to Derry Brownfield and get some help in getting the word out on it in our area. So what we're doing is starting a concerned citizens group. And look, it goes like this. The truth is on our side. We need to quit behaving like we're doing something wrong when the truth is on our side. Righteousness is righteousness. And when you're standing up for righteousness and truth, then we have to believe in our hearts and know in our hearts that what we're doing is right. And, you know, it's like I've always said, Robbie, what's the difference between a burglar breaking into Joe's house down the street as opposed to a burglar with a government-issued badge on? There's no difference. The point of it is, plundering is something that can't be tolerated. I would never dream of doing that to somebody, no matter what. And the point of the matter is that if we have righteousness and morality on our side, we need to act like it, and we need to engage in our communities. And the best place to start is for those of you that live in the rural communities that have the smaller communities, and you can start working it outward from there. And if you get engaged in the culture in your area, you have a little bit of a last chance of running into problems, because if anything happens, you'll be more likely more missed than somebody who's just way out in the middle of the woods somewhere in a little cabin where they can just go in, the media can label it a compound and take them out.
Sure. Randy Weaver.
Yeah.
Case in point. William Cooper, another case in point.
Absolutely. Waco, the list goes on and on and on. So the point of the matter is that I think the time is now that we need to stand up and we need to quit acting like we're doing something wrong when in reality righteousness and justice is on our side, and we need to stick to what is moral and what is right and what is just. And as long as we do that, you know, then, you know, we have the satisfaction of knowing that we at least are fighting the battle for a righteous cause. Now, are we going to necessarily win? No, I think if we believe in the Creator, we have to believe that he will determine that outcome. But the point of the matter is that we have to get out there and engage the culture, and the more people that we recruit and the more people whose oxes get gored by this out-of-control system, they will come along. They will eventually climb on board. You just have to be persistent. And we've made up our minds that with the meetings that we're going to be doing here in our area, that we're going to keep going. I don't care if 3 show up or 65 show up. We're going to keep doing it.
Yeah. Well, as Tip O'Neill once said, all politics is local.
That's right. And you have to start somewhere. And I think one thing that people need to strive for, since the Supreme Court pulled this, the next thing to work for is to get laws preventing eminent domain type situations like this passed. You need to get these passed in the states to keep these governments from taking property, just to be able to dump it off onto some developer and then he take it out from under you and make a killing off of it. I mean, you know, the bottom line is the feds weighed in on it. We know where they stand. Now it's time to fight it on a local basis and get ordinances passed. And if the people in your area are not going to stand up for it, it's a lot easier to get them out of office in a local area than it is. The larger scale you go, the harder it is. The more local it is, the easier it is. So you just have to plug away locally and just keep working locally.
Sure. Well, look, Alexander Hamilton said exactly that. He says the states can never lose their powers till the whole people of America are robbed of their liberties. These must go together. They must support each other or meet one common fate.
Absolutely. Well, Robbie, blessings to you. I won't keep you, let you get on to other callers, but blessings. Keep up the good work and our hope for a speedy recovery for John.
Yeah. Well, that could take a while. He's an old
Absolutely.
Guy.
Absolutely. Take care of yourself now.
Thank you, my friend. Let's go to John. Minnesota. I've been to Minnesota.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. You got an interesting state up there. When I was up there, you have this, because when I go to different states, I always try and find out the indigenous food of the area, and I have to say, out of all the states I've been to, you have the worst. What is it? It's like a jellied fish.
Or which?
In Minnesota, you have that national dish.
Lutefisk.
It's lutefisk.
Well, you have to have someone that knows how to prepare lutefisk.
It's an acquired taste.
Well, and it has to be done right, and very few people know how to do that. You have to get somebody from the old country to do it right.
Oh, okay.
But, you hear people saying, well, what we need is a constitutional amendment to protect this. And then we hear these senators standing up there saying, well, that's not constitutional. All they're doing is giving it all lip service.
Sure.
You had your Senate in a vote of 100-0
right.
to mark everyone in the nation.
Yep.
And I don't see the people getting too excited about that, which I find interesting. And then we had the slithering, some people called them blithering idiots. Could I hold? Please?
Sure, absolutely. We'll take a short break. Be right back.
We must take some very close back.
Listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon DH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks using Cocoon DH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This DH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80. The lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Welcome back, my friends. We're talking with John in Minnesota.
Yeah, at the federal court level, some people call them blithering idiots because they don't seem to be able to understand any of the words of the Constitution. But I don't think that's a proper term to use on those people. I think slithering idiots would be a whole lot closer to the truth. I think they're snakes, if you want my opinion.
Oh, sure, because they know, I mean, what they are doing. I mean, it's like the insanity of the Commerce Clause. Commerce Clause was designed to sweep away the role of states and empower the federal government. I mean, it's as simple as that. And there's no question. The states have, and that's just another one of those amazing checks and balances that the founders put in this form of a republican government, and that they knew that the federal government at some point in time would usurp its powers and become overbearing, as all centralized federal governments do. So they put faith in states having the right to protect individual liberties and freedoms. But
all rights not enumerated in the Constitution are reserved to the states and to the people.
Sure. But you see, that's where the government uses the Commerce Clause, you know, because it's just one of those
pseudo law.
Yeah. And people buy into it.
Well, that's the problem, though. The people are buying a charade.
Yeah.
And there's one of these days they're going to have to pull the curtain back and find out who these actors are.
I mean, that was a decision the week before, I guess, with the medical marijuana case, because they cited the Commerce Clause, which doesn't make any sense to anybody. As a matter of fact, Justice Thomas made, because he dissented, and he made a good argument about it, because it made absolutely no sense whatsoever to use the Commerce Clause when it came to medical marijuana. It should be a state's issue, not a federal blanket federal government issue.
Well, there again, though, you see, with that particular subject, if we were to grow hemp in this country, it is a wonderful fuel.
Oh, sure.
It has a lot of good qualities. The modern hemp, you'd have to smoke a section of it, you know, 640 acres of it.
It wasn't so much the fact that it was medical marijuana and or hemp. The whole basis on the ruling against medical marijuana was based on the Commerce Clause.
Again,
you know, I mean, it could have been anything, if you get what I'm saying.
With the pseudo law again.
Sure. Absolutely.
The federal government was set up to settle arguments between the states.
Sure.
And to protect their borders, they're doing neither.
And
they're
delivering.
Stomping the states into the ground.
Right.
And our borders are wide open.
Yep.
And we have, for instance, we are subsidizing one of the huge grain companies at the rate of $1 per bushel for the corn and shipping that down into Mexico and wiping out the corn farmers in Mexico. So where are they going to go? Well, they got to find money somewhere to feed their bellies, don't they?
Yep.
So they're being driven into this country. Driven. It's not an accident that they're coming here. They're being driven in here by intent. But anyhow, it's time that the people woke up to the fact that the Constitution is a historical document, nothing more, as far as these bureaucrats are concerned. And until that Constitution is restored, and until these people find the fear of God, and that's something everybody should be able to agree upon, and that is that the Lord would instill the fear of God into our Senate, into our House, into our executive branch, and into our judicial branch.
Yeah, well, why do you think they want to take the Ten Commandments out of the public square?
Well, they know that if you take God out of a country, then the country is no longer protected under God, and therefore you can take it over and do with it as you please.
Sure.
When they're systematically doing that, because
yep.
they know exactly what they're doing. This is not an accident. I wish people would get past this accidental viewpoint of history.
Yep.
This is not an accident. This is a plan, or shall I use the unword, a conspiracy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If you and I agree that we're going to do something together, it's a conspiracy. Sorry, but that's the way it is. It's in the dictionary.
Right.
And, you know, that yellow-bellied jaw flapper, Rush Limboob, is not the authority on what a conspiracy is.
Yeah, I hear
He's you. Part of it.
Oh.
Get you all later, guy.
Thanks, John. Mike in Kentucky. Hey, Mike.
I have been listening off and on here at work. Have you covered the Supreme Court ruling at all on the revealing of sources? Basically, it was a lack of a ruling. They said that they weren't going to hear the cases.
Right.
Overturned effectively the ruling in 1972. But there's a good movie that a lot of folks need to check out on the implications of this on revealing the sources called the and I heard you earlier chastising somebody about smoking cigarettes. It's called The Insider with Russell Crowe and Al Pacino, I think.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen it?
No.
Okay, well, Al Pacino plays a 60 Minutes reporter who tells this scientist that he will protect his identity. And, of course, he can't. The full force of big tobacco corporations come down on the network and threaten to do a hostile takeover on the corporation because they have so much assets. And in the course of it, he ends up, his identity gets revealed. And of course, they're threatening him and his family and all this sort of stuff. Well, this is exactly the kind of thing that the Supreme Court is jeopardizing with this ruling the revealing of the CIA sources.
But it sends, I mean, what the Supreme Court did was send a message to any would-be whistleblowers out there,
yeah,
that you better keep your mouth shut.
Well,
Any reporter who finds a whistleblower and wants to you know, make a report on it. I mean,
well, they're trying to say that the Associated Press article that I read on it said that Newspaper Association or whoever they interviewed said that the journalism would continue to march forward and it would not affect reporting. However, they did say things like, without these privileges, reporters will find their news gathering abilities compromised. And of course, I think there was an amicus brief or a friend of the court brief filed by 34 states who have laws that grant the privileges to reporters to guard their sources' identities in cases where it's appropriate, I guess. But I think that has a lot of implications for things even far beyond the Ten Commandments, because, you know, if we're not like you say, if whistleblowers don't have an assurance that the reporters are going to go to jail for them, you know, if they refuse to reveal their sources, which is exactly what looks like is going to happen. And these reporters are going to probably do some jail time over contempt of court.
Well, yeah, Bob Woodward comes to mind. I mean, he kept Deep Throat under wraps for how long? 30 years?
Well, of course, his story happened after the 1972 ruling.
Yeah.
The case that originally did that was in 1972 involving a Louisville reporter, a Louisville, Kentucky reporter, who had written a story about drug trafficking and refused to tell the grand jury about it. So, I mean, you can imagine all the stuff like the anonymous or the sources that have been revealed about the MENA, Arkansas, you know, drug trafficking thing that came out. I mean, if without that court case, you know, for the last whatever that works out to be, 32 years or whatever since that, all the reporting that's been done, you know, with protected sources would be put in jeopardy under this ruling. So, I mean, that's a pretty significant, it's actually, I keep calling it a ruling, but they refuse to consider the cases of Miller versus the United States and Cooper versus the United States. That's what it is. They just, you know, and I've heard this happen before, where even the Attorney General will turn a case away saying the United States reserves the right not to answer. And so cases go out into the mountain demure, as it's called, into La La Land, where there's never anything settled. And there was an old guy that used to call in from Tennessee years ago who had done this with his wife, had taken some property tax and things like this. I forget what all it was, the details of it, but Uncle John, did you ever hear from Uncle John out of Tennessee years ago?
Oh.
Uncle John Hackett, I think, was his name. And that's what happened with them. They, in effect, won their case because the Attorney General said the United States reserved the right not to answer. So there's untold numbers of cases that never actually are brought before the Supreme Court because they say they don't have time to consider them, or they don't want to because it would strike down, you know, the police state.
Oh, sure. Oh, look, any time a Second Amendment issue comes up, the Supreme Court sidesteps it because it doesn't want to deal with the simple language of what part don't you understand shall not be infringed.
Well, I really don't think a lot of people realize that it's not just the clerks of the court that decide we don't have enough time on this for the docket, but the other gatekeeper is the Attorney General. The United States Attorney General can say the United States reserves the right not to answer. Right. So, and of course, you know, I think it's been pointed out on numerous shows that basically what they're all swearing an oath to is not the Constitution, but the corporate charter of the United States Incorporated. So, you know, the Constitution is just some sort of bylaws that they don't really have to follow.
Yeah, well, you know, now that you're not allowed to display the Ten Commandments in a court, I wonder how long it's going to be before you don't have to swear an oath any longer.
Well, yeah. You know, in effect, there's plenty of people that say that they're not really swearing an oath because the laws, especially for state officials concerning their liability and property bonds, they're not following through and filing those, so that they're in effect their office is abandoned. There's been people that's tried to creatively challenge that, and I'm sure has ended up in jail. Of course, there's lots of in the Patriot Movement law, you know, technology that, as people try to call it, where people have tried different methods for exposing the sham and why judges will say, "Don't bring up the Constitution in my courtroom," you know.
Yeah, you don't want to confuse the people with that thing.
Yeah. Well, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, brother.
Bye bye.
And more than likely what's going to happen with this case is there's already statements out by the National Association of Newspapers that they're going to call on Congress to enact a shield legislation that would protect reporters from having to disclose confidential sources. But that's obviously down the line. We got Mike in Kentucky. Hey, Mike. Oh. Well, two calls in one day. I'm honored. We got Alex on the line.
Yes, Robbie, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, I can't help it.
Twice in one day. I'm honored, Alex.
That's right. I haven't called you in years, and I think I had once the pleasure of having you on my show. But Robbie, the reason I called earlier, of course, was about John being in the hospital. Everybody should pray for him, but he's doing better. But I had to call in on this reporter thing. Yeah, I mean, when they don't rule on another ruling, that means they're agreeing with the ruling, as you said. So they basically did rule on it. They're saying, yes, we agree with this lower court's decision. We're not going to reverse them, and we're not going to second them. So it's really a cowardly way of seconding that motion. But another point was about the land grabbing. Saying if it's not just for the public good or public use, but, you know, if the government wants to, well, that fits into all the executive orders and forced relocation and all of it. And then you mentioned the Ten Commandments. Can't have, you know, it in the courthouse, but you can have it outside the courthouse. It just shows this mentality. For those that don't know, the Ten Commandments is the basis for Mount Sinai 2,400 years ago to the Magna Carta in England in 1214. The Declaration of Independence in 1776, July 4th, to 1798, and the Constitution, Bill of Rights, all of it. And so they're eating out the substance of the core values of this country. And then, of course, you have the ruling about the reporters. I mean, even in foreign countries, reporters are allowed to have their sourcing. Only in the Soviet Union or, you know, Nazi Germany could you not have that. That's the key to whistleblowing and, you know, things of this nature. And I interviewed the Rhode Island reporter, it's got to be a year ago, who spent like 6 months in jail. He wouldn't give up his source on who reported on corruption in the city. So the city police, the very agency he's exposing, get a grand jury to then have a DA charge him for not giving him his sources in the police department. I mean, folks, I see one of these cases every week or so all over the country. There's thousands of them, you know, at least multiple hundreds that I know of. There's got to be thousands because we don't know of all of them, where they're charging people already and using that decision to take people to jail. And we're talking about basic stuff. And I live and breathe off of the internal intelligence I get and in sources I use. And I know you do that as well. So, folks, I mean, this is every indicator. You know, we talk about Congress saving us. Congress has shown a complete lack of responsibility. They've been frolicking. Their laws they've been passing, the national ID card, all of this, they mirror what the Supreme Court is doing. So now there can be no doubt. But at least with Congress, we can get to our members. There's more members. We can get people to start the ball rolling on protecting private property, on protecting reporters, on protecting the Ten Commandments, that, by the way, is in the scroll work carved in. How did the Supreme Court rule that when the Ten Commandments is carved behind them in the stone? Robbie, did you know that?
Yeah, well, they said it because it's in the context of other artifacts that are up there, which was what their argument was for the Ten Commandments in Austin. They said because they had a statue of Davy Crockett.
Well, they got one of Zeus at the thing in Alabama.
Thanks, Alex.
Have a good one.
We'll be back after this. Amazing day on this Monday.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbin Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbin Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
This final segment for this Monday, Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmuller. Not sure who's going to be doing the duties tomorrow, but stay tuned. Let's try and wrap up with the callers. We've got Tim in Connecticut. Hey, Tim.
How you doing, Robbie?
All right, sir.
Good. I'm glad, you know, I really listen to your show every day, and I absolutely, you know, I love it. You do a good job, and I'm sorry to hear about John being in the hospital. What are you, a motorcycle accident? Or?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was just I just wanted to make one comment. I consider myself a patriot, but I just don't understand. In 1776, I don't remember what John said. It was 2 or 3% of the total population that drove King George off our land. I mean, I just don't understand what's going on with our country today. Why there are 300 million of us, and people don't really realize that what they're looking at here is a scenario of the Wizard of Oz, where they Toto pulls back the curtain and they see the wizard, and they seem to think that the wizard is all powerful, but it's all done with machines. We're only talking here about 2,000 people that are actually controlling this country, and there's 300 million of us. I don't understand why we can't take our country back.
Yeah, and
I don't understand.
And let's not forget 80 million gun owners.
Excuse me?
Let's not forget 80 million gun owners.
Yeah, I mean, I called the militia of Montana the other day, and they're like, oh, don't worry about it. Have they come to their door yet, your door, and taken your guns away? I said, excuse me, that's not the point. The point is we should get up off our dead butts, at least, you know, not go down to Washington with guns. I'm not advocating violence here. Let's go down, let's march on Washington, and let's tell them how we feel, that we don't want them in our government. We don't want them in our country anymore. Get out of our country. You don't belong here. We want our country back. Why don't people get up their dead butts and do something about this? John's trying with all his heart. You're trying with all your heart. Alex is out there risking his life like the rest of you are. What is wrong with you people out there? Do you want them to come to your door and take your guns away from you? That's what's going to happen next. They start with property. They're coming after your guns next. And if you people don't realize that, you don't belong calling yourselves an American. Don't put a flag in your yard. Don't put a flag in your window. And don't walk around, drive around with your little support the troops stickers, because you're not a true American. You don't have guts to take your country back, and don't call yourself an American.
Yeah.
I mean, I listen to the radio every day, Robbie, and I'm not trying to alienate anybody here. I'm really not trying to do that. But this is my country. This is your country. This country was given to us by people who fought and died for this way, way back when. And we're giving our country away to a lousy 2,000 Bilderbergers or a member of the Trilateral Commission. I can't understand this. It just makes no sense to me at all.
Well, hang in there, Tim.
Thank you.
Final call. Oh, by the way, and because I've never been one of these people that thinks that gold confiscation is really something you should worry about, but with the recent Supreme Court ruling, gold confiscation is right back on the table again. Let's go to Lewis. Hey, Lewis.
Hi, how you doing?
All right, brother.
Wanted to talk about the Constitution. The other guy that was on the line there, he's on to what I call the corporate charters.
Right.
In fact, 5-6 years ago, I spoke at the Freedom Hall in Oklahoma that was ran by the former Dan Netter, or the Freedom Hall Conference Research Group. And I was informing people, 5-6 years ago, that every single state constitution in every single state statute books is not the constitution for the state in original jurisdiction. Those are fake constitutions, corporate charter constitutions. They are not the Constitution. They are not the law. But what they did is, according to the Reconstruction Act, where they were ordered to suspend all original state constitutions, they placed them into the archives division of every Secretary of State's office and replaced them with a new constitution and made it a mere statute. That statute is now called the General Law, General Statute. It is now superseded by specific statutes, such as drunk driving, driving while suspended. But now those things are superseded by court rule. Well, guess who promulgated the court rule? The Supreme Courts of every single state. Holy moly. When did we give the Supreme Courts of the states authority to pass law that could supersede statutes passed by a legislature?
Yeah.
And then, upon researching it, I find out the statutes aren't the law either.
Lewis, you're always good, brother. You have to come on more often. Stand by, my friends, for Jack McLam. Have yourself a great evening. Till tomorrow. See you. Bye.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia.
In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBNLive.com.